pirate.
Okay, well, today, friends, we're going to read a story called A Pirate's Life for Me.
A Pirate's Life for Me.
We could sing it. Yo ho, yo ho.
A Pirate's Life for Me.
This was written by Julie Thompson and Brownie McIntosh. That's the best name I've ever heard. And it's illustrated by Patrick O'Brien.
Who's Patrick? St. Patrick?
Maybe. O'Brien? I don't know. But I sure like Brownie. I love that name. Goodness. I'm sure that she's sweet. Or he's sweet. I don't know.
Yo,
ho. Here we go. Oh, it's read today by Mommy and... What did you say your name was? Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba.
I guess we have maybe a black sheep. Ba ba.
Ba 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 ba.
Oh goodness. All right, you guys, hold on to your britches. Here we go. Ready? Okay. Wake up! The sun slowly appears on the distant horizon. A 150-foot pirate ship cuts through the open ocean. The difficult, dangerous tasks of a pirate never begin too early. Let's get to work. Ahoy, mateys! Last night, many of the pirates slept in hammocks on the ship's dark, smelly lower deck. They were packed together among barrels of water, extra lines, sails, firewood, and salted meat. Most pirates do not have houses. The ship is their home. And some pirates wear their hair in long braids. Others shave their heads and keep their hair free of lice and bugs. Do you know what lice is? They're tiny little, well, I know. They're tiny little bugs that live in your hair and they'll bite you and they're really gross and you don't want to get them. They're hard to get rid of and they're very, very uncomfortable on your head. So you got to be very careful to not share your hat or your comb with anybody else. You want to make sure you keep those things safe. Okay. Most pirates wear gold earrings. If they are thrown from the ship in a storm and their bodies wash up on land, their earrings will be worth enough to pay for their burials. Some pirates wear earrings as a signal that they have survived a shipwreck. Well, that's an interesting tidbit. No idea about that, but yikes. I would say being a pirate is a very dangerous job. Let's keep reading. All hands on deck! The pirates on the night watch have been awake for hours already, sailing through the darkness. Sleepily, they greet their crewmates. All pirates on board have important jobs to do. Several of them man the pumps. Others haul on the halyards. Look out! Shouts one pirate. There's a storm a-coming our way! The pirates quickly move their tools and extra lines below decks so the big waves will not wash them overboard. Men overboard! What a storm! Two pirates fall overboard, a fine meal for hungry sharks. The wind-powered ship cannot turn around to rescue them, and most pirates never learn how to swim. Even in good weather, the ship is constantly taking on seawater. In a storm, it might sink. A pirate's life is full of danger, and I had no idea that some pirates couldn't swim. Now, that just seems to me to be pretty silly to take a job working on a boat if you don't know how to swim. But I guess that many pirates didn't know how to swim. And also, yikes to falling into water that has sharks. I am very concerned for these pirates. Patch the sails! When the storm is over, there are several repairs to make. The quartermaster makes sure everyone is working hard. Many pirates are busy sewing up the huge canvas sails that are torn to shreds in the squall. Do you know what a squall is?
No.
Yeah, it's a storm, a really bad storm. And so they would rip their sails. And these pirates are sewing because turns out pirates don't swim, but they do sew. Very interesting. Okay. Others take strands of tarred rope, or oakum, and press them between the ship's wooden planks to stop leaks that opened up in the storm. The ship's cook is preparing a usual midday meal. Guess what they're going to have for lunch? Moldy biscuits and boiled salt beef. How would you like that for lunch? I know, gross. Doesn't sound good. Stay on course.
I would spit up if that stuff was in front of
Well, if you had been working so hard all day long and you were really hungry, I think you'd probably just eat it. But you know, I think there might have been a better career for you out there in the wide world besides being a pirate. I don't think they had very good lives. Let's keep reading. Mine. Here we go. A storm can easily blow the Oh, we'll have some water. Yeah. Be careful with it. There you go. Sorry, friends, we had to stop for a water break. Looking at all these pictures of water will definitely make you thirsty. Feel better?
Yeah.
Okay.
How long is this story?
Well, there's a few more pages. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stay on course. A storm. Yes. Ooh, good pirate face. A storm can easily blow the ship miles off course. The ship's navigator and his mate use a cross staff or a quadrant to find out where the ship is now. By measuring the angle of the sun over the horizon, they can tell the ship's latitude. Their compass shows them which way they're going, and the navigator checks a chart to make sure they're still headed for the pirate's secret island hideout. A few pirates have pets. The cook has a cat. The quartermaster has a monkey who is always stealing food. The captain has a parrot he got when the ship stopped in South America. There are unwanted animals on board as well. Rats. Ugh. Man the lookout! Nearly 100 feet in the air, perched on a crow's nest, one sailor scans the horizon with a spyglass. Now, do you think there's actually a big old crow that's built a nest way up high on their ship?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's actually not from a real bird. No, sir. It is a piece of wood that they have stuck up at the topmost part of the ship. And they would stand on that. And sometimes it would have railings and sometimes it would not. But very dangerous indeed. Okay. He is looking for a Spanish galleon to attack and rob. Pirates take valuable cargo such as gold, silver, gems, weapons, tobacco, timber, spices, and silks. They will steal anything that they can use or sell. Do they sound like good guys?
Mm-mm.
A big fat no. Absolutely not.
Like the Neverland pirates and try to steal from Captain Hook.
Well, I want to be very clear with you. There are storybook pirates and fairy tale pirates and pretend pirates like Jake and the Neverland Pirates. And those cartoons and those stories, those pirates are not bad guys because they're pretend. But real pirates, real buccaneers, that's what we're reading about here, is that these pirates were real people. They lived a long time ago, and there are some still today, but they're not quite the same. These pirates that I'm reading about here in this book lived a long time ago, and they were not good people. at all. They're not like the ones that you see in Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland. I think at one point that ride was supposed to be like these guys, and there's a little bit of that in it, but they've changed it so it's not so scary. But real pirates were pretty scary. They were not good guys. Okay, let's keep reading.
The real pirates go wherever they want to, but those pirates just move a little bit.
Oh, that's true.
And talk.
Yes, that's true. I think what he is referring to, friends, is when you ride the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, those pirates in that ride are animatronics, which means they're kind of robots and they're stuck in place and they don't get to move around. But the real pirates were not animatronics. They were real people on a real boat and they got to do whatever they want and go wherever they want. Okay, now, climb the rat lines. Pirates carefully climbed to the main rat lines. The sailors adjusted the riggings and the yards, and the sails snap sharply as they catch a brisk wind. The ship moves quickly now at about 12 miles per hour over rough, choppy waves. And you ought to see, I don't know, friends, if you know what a rat line looks like, but it kind of looks like a spider's web. And you can see that it goes all the way to the top and goes all the way to the bottom, right? Mm-hmm. That's how I would describe it. Okay. A merry life. After many of their jobs were done, the pirates could have some fun. Some pirates play games, such as cards and checkers. Some carve wood or practice target shooting. Others sing or dance the hornpipe. A lucky crew has a pirate who knows how to play the fife, the fiddle, or drum. But soon the pirates see a chance to attack. Hoist the Jolly Roger! Using a spyglass, a sharp-eyed pirate catches the glimpse of a large merchant ship loaded with treasure. The pirate captain orders his crew to sail towards it, and he yells, "Pirates, prepare for battle! Hoist the Jolly Roger!" This flag strikes fear into the hearts of the merchant sailors. It means, give up your cargo or die. My goodness, that's very, very frightening, isn't it? And I don't know, friends, if you know what the Jolly Roger is, but it is a big black flag. And it has a skull and some bones that are crossed on it. They call it the skull and crossbones. Okay, here we go. Load the cannons! The master gunner watches carefully as his crew rushes to get the cannons ready for battle. Powder monkeys give gunpowder and cannonballs to the burly gunners. Mm-hmm. That's what they would call the ship's boys. See how there's a little boy here in the picture and he's holding this big barrel of powder? And he would run it back and forth as they would need it. The gunners aim the heavy cannons at the merchant's masts. The pirates brandish their cutlasses, muskets, and huge long-handled boarding axes. The captain orders his crew to ready their grappling hooks and stink pots. Ready! Aim! Fire! Boom! The cannons fire a warning shot in front of the other ship. Will the merchant crew fight to protect their treasure or surrender to save their lives? The pirates quickly sail up alongside the merchant ship. They lift their weapon above their heads, blow horns, beat loudly on drums, and yell. The pirate captain, armed with a set of pistols, draws the attack. An extra share of loot, he shouts, for the first pirate aboard. Yeah, in the picture we can see them all the pirates with their weapons, and my goodness, these gentlemen do not look like gentlemen, do they? They look like bad guys. That's because they were. Let's read. Board and plunder. A few strong pirates throw sharp metal grappling hooks onto the merchant's ship's rigging. The pirates cheer and howl as they climb aboard the merchant ship. The terrified crew does not dare fight back. Working together, the pirates take chests of gold, sugar, and valuable spices. Some pirates head for the hold to plunder the ship's stores of food and drink. The pirate captain calls out to the merchant crew,
"Look at you slaving away for a rich merchant captain. Which of you has the courage to join us and live the free life of a pirate?"
The pirate ship always needs new recruits to replace those who fall overboard or are killed. The pirates cheer as many of the sailors cross to the pirate ship.
"Walk the plank!"
The captain of the merchant ship is brought on board the pirate vessels.
"You scallywags!"
he shouts at the pirates, but the pirate's captain orders,
"Let's have him walk the plank."
Pirate meeting. The pirates sail to their hideout, a small deserted island. There, they gather together on the deck to divide up the loot. Each pirate gets an equal share. Then, they vote to bury some of the heavy gold and jewels on the island. They do not want to weigh them down when they attack another ship.
"Bury the treasure!"
The captain picks a few trustworthy pirates to row ashore in a small boat and bury the treasure. With shovels and pickaxes, they dig a deep hole and lower in the loot. Now here comes the best part.
X marks the spot.
The pirates carefully draw a map of the exact spot where they buried the treasure.
Marooned!
Pirates take their rules, the articles, very seriously. At their meeting, they voted to punish a pirate who broke the rules by keeping extra treasure for himself. They decided to maroon him on a tiny, barren island. So after burying their treasure, the pirates row to a rocky islet where they leave the doomed rule breaker. If he is lucky, another ship will come by and pick him up, but the chances are that he will stay there a long, long time. All alone, how sad.
Pirate feast!
With the food taken from the merchant vessel, the cook has made a special treat of samagundi. And I don't know what that is, but I'm going to guess it's a mixture of all the stuff that they got from the other ship.
Anchors away!
The crew is now ready to sail onward. It takes about 20 pirates to work the capstan. They help themselves to push and pull together, so they sing work songs or sea shanties. Well, that's the end of their day.
Good night, pirates.
As the ship sails into the dark sea, the night watch takes over and the rest of the crew finish cleaning their guns and knives so they're ready for another day. The pirates are very tired as they sway in their hammock. The waves rock them to sleep. And that is a day in the life of a pirate. A real live pirate crew from long, long ago. And aren't we glad that we have a much safer and healthier life and we don't have to do that kind of stuff? Mm-hmm. And aren't we glad that those kinds of pirates and their big wooden ships rolling around the ocean aren't still doing that to this day? Because I'm pretty sure those guys did not have good lives. But that is the end.